Kemper baseball team battled hard last night, having Harlan tied 3-3 heading into the seventh inning, but the Cyclones would put five runs across the board in the top of the seventh. Kemper answered with a run in the bottom of the seventh, but it wasn't enough, as Kemper falls to Harlan 8-4. Ben Berg went 2-for-4 last night and scored. Kyle Berg was 4-for-4 with a double and an RBI. Austin Tigas pitched very well for 6 2/3 innings, giving up just 4 hits and 2 earned runs. He struck out 2 and walked 1. Elsewhere in baseball, Audubon got to go down at Principal Park and play yesterday afternoon as they took on Underwood. Wheelers would fall in that game 9-4. Josh Lang went 1-for-2 with an RBI and a run scored. Tyler Reboff was 1-for-4 with a double and an RBI. And Jackson Jensen went 1-for-2 with a double. Coon Rapids Baird got a nice road win last night, knocking off Newell Fonda 3-1. Trenton Golay and Peyton Clipperton combined on the hill for just one hit and striking out 5 while walking 5. Clipperton did take the win, going 5 innings. He also had a base hit and an RBI. Kel Pivastorf had 2 hits and an RBI, and Cade Schlepp added an RBI in the win. Ikam Manning fell at Missouri Valley 16-2 in 5 innings. Dane Bloom and Jared Hankelman each had base hits. Hankelman was a double with 2 RBI. And Glenn Ralston picks up their first win of the season, rolling by Storm Lake St. Mary's 14-3. Grant Borkowski went 2-for-5 with 2 RBI and 2 runs scored. Matt Sletka was 1-for-3 with 2 RBI. Justin Sparks was 1-for-5 with 3 RBI and a run scored. And Drew Olberding went 2-for-3 with 2 RBI and a run scored. Also picked up the win on the hill, going 4 1/3 innings, giving up just 2 earned runs on 6 hits. Carroll Merchants doubled up Clarinda on the road as the Merchants win at 10-5 on Tuesday night. Zach Whistler got the win, going an inning and 2/3 in relief. Over on the softball diamonds, Kemper trailed 3-0 to Harlan heading to the bottom of the fourth inning, but took a 4-3 lead on an infield single by Lily Guinan. Cassidy Christensen started the rally with a walk, which was followed by a single from Kayla Venner and an RBI double from Allie Mertz. After Isabel Schwabe was hit, Chloe Grody reached on a fielder's choice, and so did Brianna Lux. Harlan, though, answered Kemper right away in the fifth inning as Morgan Chabon hit a 2-run home run. The Cyclones scored 3 times to take a 6-4 lead. Brianna Lux, though, would drive in Mertz and Chabon in the bottom of the fifth to tie at 6-6, but Harlan would score 3 times in the sixth and 2 more in the seventh to extend their lead to 11-6. They'd go on to an 11-8 victory. For Kemper, Allie Mertz was 2-for-3 with a double and RBI and 2 runs scored. Isabel Schwabe went 1-for-2 with 3 runs scored. Brianna Lux was 2-for-3 with 3 RBI. And Lily Guinan was 1-for-4 with an RBI. Elsewhere in softball, Carroll fell to Mallard 11-1 in 5 innings. Grace Jorgensen was 2-for-2 with a double, while Laura Sweeney went 1-for-3 with an RBI. IKM Manning picks up win number 12 with a 12-0 4-inning victory at Missouri Valley. Paige Gasco went 1-for-2 with a triple and scored twice. Peyton Gross was 2-for-2 with 2 double, 3 RBI, scored twice, stole 3 bases, also pitched 7 innings, or 4 innings, I should say, picking up the win, giving up just 1 hit and striking out 7. Peyton Sporer had 2 RBI, and Taylor Cron also added 2 RBI with a run scored. Audubon fell to Underwood last night, 10-0 in 6 innings. Aaliyah Hermanson went 1-for-1. Keaton Wessel, Gianna Knieven both went 1-for-3. And ESAC lost to Maple Valley, Anthonoto, Charter Oak Ute 10-2. Maddie Cork had 2 hits and scored. Josie Bontrager had 2 hits with an RBI. And Caitlin Bettine added 2 hits. Brewers are back atop the NL Central after Travis Shaw and Chase Anderson led a 4-0 win over the Cubs last night. Cubs fall a half game back. Cardinals lost 4-2 to the Padres, leaving St. Louis 3 games behind the Brewers. The Yankees kept their share of first in the AL East when they knocked off Washington 3-0 last night. The Red Sox kept pace by getting some home runs in a 6-4 win over Baltimore, and Washington's loss to Atlanta had them take a 1-game lead in the NL East as the Braves crew to an 8-2 victory over the Mets. Elsewhere in baseball last night, it was the Dodgers beating at Texas 12-3. But Minnesota knocked off Detroit 6-4. Tampa Bay down Toronto 4-1. White Sox beat Cleveland 5-1. It was Miami over San Francisco 3-1. Philadelphia top Colorado 5-4. Atlanta beat up the Mets again 8-2. Kyrie Irving is playing coy about the possibility of reuniting with his former Cleveland teammate LeBron James next season in Boston. The Celtics guard Tuesday deferred when asked about the prospect of teaming up with James this summer. He said it'll be up to the front office. And Colts quarterback Andrew Luck attempted his first passes in front of reporters on Indy in the third day of its mini camp. Local sports coming up for you tonight in softball. South Central Calhoun hosts Pocahontas area. That'll be pinkout night for the Titans. ESAC goes to Southeast Valley, and Coon Rapids Barrett hosts Caminita. In baseball, Carroll's at Ballard. South Central hosts Pocahontas area. ESAC's at Southeast Valley, and Coon Rapids Barrett entertains Caminita. Carroll Merchant's back in action tonight as well as they host Bancroft. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.